Exodus 36, I want to talk about Bezaleel and the wise-hearted men in whose heart Yahweh put wisdom, even everyone whose heart stirred him up to come to the work to do it. There were people whose own heart on their initiative stirred them up that, yes, I want to work in making this tabernacle. And God confirmed them. He gave them wisdom in order to do the job. Now, this is how God works. If our heart or our spirit wants to serve him, he will give us confirmation by his Holy Spirit, his holy mind, if you like, his heart, in our heart, so that we are psychologically enabled to do what we wish to do for him. Now, there's also the evil spirit from the Lord that King Saul had that confirms you in the downward spiral. But we want to serve God. And yet we feel not only lacking in material resources, but we feel that we're also somehow so weak mentally, psychologically, spiritually. Our hearts are so weak. But we want to serve God. Well, in that case, God will confirm you. This is the work of the Spirit. And so God can give you that Spirit. As I say, I'm not talking about miraculous gifts. I'm talking about the gift of the Holy Spirit, which is clearly spoken about in the New Testament all the time. You know, the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which is given unto us. Ephesians 3, through his Spirit working in the inner man. The arena of the operation is the inner man all the time. God has sealed us with the Holy Spirit in our hearts. 2 Corinthians. And so it could go on, but I'm not talking about miraculous gifts. They were the outward manifestation of that inner gift, and that outward manifestation did die out and was not necessary after the establishment of the Christian church in the first century. And it is that gift in the heart which you see right back here in Exodus 36, when these men were given this confirmation, when their hearts stirred them up to come to the work to do it, God put his wisdom and understanding in their hearts. Now, of course, a lot of the men of Israel would have been quite used to building. They'd have worked for the Egyptians on their building projects. Whether or not they were qualified in secular terms, however, was neither here nor there. It could be that some of them did fancy themselves as craftsmen or whatever. And yet even in that case, you are not to do God's service in your secular strength, but he will give you the, as he says here, verse 1, the wisdom and understanding to know how to work all the work for the service. Just a little note about Bezaleel himself. He's repeatedly called the son of Uri, U-R, which is the same word for her, H-U-R. So I just wonder whether the rabbis are in fact correct, reasoning from the genealogies in 1 Chronicles, to work out that he would have only been probably about 12 years old on the basis of him being a son of Caleb, and possibly a grandson of Caleb. Now, Caleb would have been 40 years old when he went into the land. And, sorry, it's 1 Chronicles 2 says that Caleb was the father of Hur, and Hur is the father of Bezaleel. So I think that you can work out that, well, he would have been fairly young. And as I say, the rabbis work out that he was only 12 years old. Well, whether that was really the case, I don't know. But the point is, he was a couple of generations younger than Caleb. So it would be typical of how God works through the young. God works through those who are maybe not experienced, and he gives them that ability. But God, of course, works through everybody. Not just the young, but also the old. I mention that because young people tend to think, but I don't have the life experience, I don't have the skills. And yet, from what you read here, you don't need the skills. God will give you that spirit to do his work if you want to do it.